today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
Bad hearts and crack!
You are listening to the Rockin' the Suburbs podcast. My name is Patrick Foster. On behalf of my co-founder, co-host, and longtime friend Jim Linehan, I want to welcome you to another edition of our show. Today we're going to be featuring a segment we call What Was First, when we explore the first release on record label suggested by our listeners. And today we're going to have a record label from the UK called Cherry Red Records. Cherry Red Records was a label that was born out of the punk DIY explosion in the late 70s in the UK, and featured a lot of bands that were not necessarily playing in one style. They were always cast a fairly wide net, an eclectic net. Some of the artists that appeared on the original label included bands like the Monochrome Set, a great, great band, a band called Felt, which is another really important UK indie band. They put out records by the fall. They also issued licensed records and broke a lot of bands that did not have contracts in the UK, including the Dead Kennedys. They also distributed records by the Runaways, Perry Ubu, Susie Quattro, even, and the Long Riders. And you can see by just naming off a few of the artists that they had a very eclectic style. They also put out records by groups like Eyeless and Gaza and Everything But the Girl. Later, the label evolved into a very important reissue label, still is to this day. They have reissued records, in some cases entire catalogs, by bands like The Screaming Trees, Tears for Fears, The Television Personalities, Howard Jones, Bow Wow Wow, Mark Bolan, Bebop Deluxe, The Band of Holy Joy, again, R. Stevie Moore, Martin Newell, so many important across the indie rock world. And what I like about this suggestion, which came to us from Kel Arn Sandvik, thank you, Kel, very much. And hopefully I'm at the fifth try, at least sort of pronouncing your name right, unlike a guy like, say, Nick Julicho, Optus. But thank you very much for sending in all the suggestions you did. And the thing I like about Cherry Red Records, too, is that there's a soccer/football connection to this label. They actually have not only released a whole bunch of records that featured football songs, and I'm looking at some information here. They actually have something called the Football Collector Series, which has released over 60 CDs of collections of club and country football songs. Like, how wild is that? Not only have they done that, they've actually sponsored a stadium. They sponsored the stadium for AFC Wimbledon, so it was literally Cherry Red Records Stadium. They've also been a shirt sponsor for a lot of teams. I know Kingstonian Football Club is one. They've appeared on the shirt of Wycombe Wanderers and have always had a staff full of football fans. And what better thing to combine, right, than cool indie rock and the football? So we got to like that about Cherry Red. That's another bonus for us. And they've also, in recent times, become a very important umbrella label. They've supported small labels, whether it's with distribution or opening up sub-labels to issue music, and fittingly, even one called Esoteric Recordings. All that being well and good, Patrick, what we're here to find out is not which football clubs Cherry Red Records has sponsored, not what cool Felt records they have on their label. No, we're trying to find out what was the first release, what got it all kicked off for Cherry Red Records. And there is some interesting writing on the website of Cherry Red Records, written by Ian McNay, who was one of the founders, along with Richard Jones, who started the label. And as I said, they had been promoters. And he tells a little bit of the story. So let me quote really quickly here. He says, in 1977, punk music was happening, and we loved it. We promoted all the punk bands we could at the Malvern Winter Gardens is where they promoted their shows. The Damned, the Stranglers, the Jam, Generation X, to name a few. And then there were the Tights, Malvern's own answer to the punk explosion. It was Richard who persuaded me in the Malvern Wine Bar on New Year's Eve 1977 that we should start a record label to release a Tights record. And so, on June 2nd, 1978, the Tights' first single was released. Following week, it was Record of the Week in the now-defunct Record Mirror, and after that, John Peel played it, And before we knew where we had sold out our initial pressing of 2,000 records. So there it is, music historians. The band is the Tights. They were from Malvern. The first record, Cherry One, was a single that contained three songs. The A side was Bad Hearts. And on the B side, there was a song called It and another song called Cracked. So there was three tunes. So why don't we cue up the virtual turntable here and drop the needle on side one.
I'll give you my heart, I'll give you my heart. I'll give you my heart, you know about heart. I'll give you my heart, I'll give you my heart. I'll give you my heart, you know about heart. Little lost and dreaming. Little lost and it's all my own. Little lost and dreaming. I'm harmony at home.
All right, so there you go. Some pretty charging punk rock right there, recorded in the prime of the punk rock heyday. And I really like the way the guitar starts that off, and then the bass just kind of comes in. It's cool the way the bass kind of does that. The band was Barry Island on bass, Rick Mayhew on drums, Robert Banks on guitar, and Malcolm Orgee, O-R-G-E-E, on vocals. Very cool single. There's, I tell you, it has certainly become a collector's item. If you look at some of the prices for the original on the Discogs and resale markets, it's become pretty prized. And classic black and white cover with a cover person there. It looks like she's covered in some sort of barbed wire. Very, very stark black and white. Sort of a picture of a ruined looking building on the back there with some people standing around. It's kind of hard to tell exactly what's happening in that scene, but it definitely looks intense. It's got the band member's name on the back there, and Cherry One, and the address, Cherry Red Records, Adelaide House, Wells Road, Malvern, Worcester, and a blue and white label on the front with the small hole. Very cool. Band went on to release another single in 1978, a song called Howard Hughes, backed with a song called China's Eternal. And as far as I can tell, those were the main things that the Tights released. There were some other releases that came later that seemed to be songs recorded right around the same time that may have not made it onto those singles. So there it is, folks. That's the What Was First lesson, the bite-sized history lesson, as we like to call it here on Suburbs Pod. The Tights doing Bad Hearts. We're going to play out with the second track on the record, a song called It. And stay tuned to this podcast channel for more episodes of What Was First. I want to thank Kel and everybody out there who has sent in contributions. If you have an idea, please send an email to rock@suburbspod.com. You can find us on the social medias at suburbspod. And here we go, folks, with the Tights. And we will talk to you guys next week.
Good, it's so good, it's bad. I'm Ian McNay from Trailway Records. I thought I'd, for this program, focus on the early days of Trey Red. And Trey Red started as a record label way back in 1978. Before that, we were a promotion company promoting gigs, mainly in Malvern in Worcestershire. And actually, it was in Malvern on New Year's Eve, 1977, in the Malvern Wine Bar, when Richard, one of my colleagues who helped promote the gigs, said, "Why don't we start a record label?"